Never-ending alarm, a cardiograph of the current thing. Symptomatology. I have a friend that I love dearly who has been struggling to keep their mental health afloat during the propagation of news about the newest current thing. Current things are numerous and often overlap. Which current thing am I even talking about? It doesn't matter. It's very possible for a person to imagine away the globe because they can only experience it through the imaginary. So, I would instead like to focus on something more immediate and sensible. I would like to focus on the experience of current things filtered through my friendship. By working my focus down to a smaller globe, the acutely felt bubble of intimacy that exists around myself and this person, we can investigate the rustling branches of this that this invisible wind moves. Those are the strong presence of her broken heart, the sadness in her voice when I call her, this despair that could have come from this current thing, or the last current thing, or the next current thing. The unifying principle of all current things has nothing to do with what they are, and only to do with the fact that the majority of people, whether they like it or not, are focusing their attention on it. This creates a frenzy of words, and this swarm's impact on somebody that you love can be frustrating. When I first began to notice how this was weighing on her, my initial impulse was to efface the event, to deny it, and to mother her. Everything will be fine. Everything is fine. I know this is in the news, but it's going to be going on for ages, and it has been going on for ages, so don't be sad now. I can't bear to see your sadness, just like you cannot bear to see this horror. But none of that is helpful, because very little of it comes from an honest grappling with our best confrontation with truth. Because, in fact, the sadness and horror that she is now tuned into simply is dire. Current things are like mind-altering drugs. But underneath the infographics, death is real. It's not virtual. It can't be faked or copied and pasted. You can't undo death. When a life fully leaves a body, it has left. And currently, real people with innocent hearts are in mortal danger today. And the sanctity of their life is disrespected day after day. Real lives live in emergency, and it is an ancient sorrow, too large for even the tears of saints. But the frenzy of words, the news about horror, is a new and never-ending alarm. And right now, it's beating at the epicardium of one of the tenderest hearts that I know. Diagnosis. Topically, news is actually fake news. I think this is fair because news can't really be real as news when its receiving social body can't even agree upon the terms that give an account veracity. Every current thing post-2016, when fake news began to meme us silly, has an opposite anti-current thing, and both sides are armed with selective proofs that matter to them. The paralyzing suspicions about what is fake and what news is real will only get worse with the advent of deepfakes. This is a situation that relies on technologies which are less than a year old, but it's nonetheless already a cliche thing to say. The news has become more and more... The news has become much more than an event report. The news has become much more than an event report. News doesn't even try to do that anymore. And critically, news has jumped off of the mere broadcast. It's entered into our social media account bios, our own personal broadcast reels, even our public identities. there is no longer any boundary between what is in front of the TV screen and what is behind the TV screen, like there was back when TV screens were a relevant screen. We are deeply enmeshed in our own tellings and ignorances of global narratives and counter-narratives. The normative interpretation of their meaning, the sense of futurity they are meant to imply, and how we as separate individuals stand against each given forecast. All this gets wrapped up into the manner in which my friend expresses the deepest compassion of her heart, and I think it gives the perception of peeling her very loving charity off of the ways that she publicly appeals for it. Is everything political? There has to be some concrete truth out there, regardless of the rise and the fall of its current thingness. Death is real, remember? Something that can be characterized as an event is most definitely occurring. And irrespective of how these events are like portrayed, reported, interpreted, misportrayed, misreported, misinterpreted, the rise in the phenomena of a current thing is one such event. It changes the world in real ways, whether it's fake news or not. And what it affects, I believe, is our personal relationship to the globe-shaped hole in our mind, again, a thing we can only relate to through imaginaries, and via that, to one another and ourselves. More specifically, I think it tends, overwhelmingly, to modify these relationships towards a basis in fear. The medium is the message, and the current thing is an alarm bell. And the message echoed is panic. Panic now, and now, and now, and now. Panic means be on edge, be cautious, be suspicious, and change the course of normal activities immediately. Last night, I stayed awake long past my bedtime because I learned of a breaking current thing. And somebody sent me a video, and I interrupted my bedtime routine to watch it, and I read comments, and I did this because it felt urgent in its awfulness. Today I'm tired and ill-focused. I am now another casualty of the current thing, disrupting the momentum of stability-providing, socially knitting, regular patterns of an unalarmed life. I am having a night that my friend must have frequently. Unfortunately, I suspect for her it's much worse in the quality of its disturbance. But we cannot live well in urgency. Medicine. I feel more resilient than her. I wonder if and how I can give that to her. What offerable gesture could communicate the strength, if even that is what she needs? Perhaps her tenderness is actually more honest, more aware. After all, she's the one attempting to delve into minutia, to differentiate fake from true, the good from the bad. And yet, very clearly, at the very least, I don't think it's pragmatic. If you take anything from this meditation, let it be my unwavering faith that fear is the path that we want to get above. Getting above fear is different than getting away from fear. We can avoid these issues, and we may not be in an active experience of fear, but we won't be above it. We will still be passively living inside of fear-based appraisal assumptions and be people who, if avoidance doesn't work, could fall into hopelessness. Since the alarm bell and the legions of the current thing are actively trying to bring fear to our attention, I think this is a losing battle, precisely because it battles. Death is real, but so is love. The horrors that plague my friend's fraying attention span create a pain that I am very sensitive to, since they're held by a heart whom I love. A heart that I love all the more in her capacity to even face these kinds of pains the way that she does, and on behalf of strangers no less. She makes me stare at all the real death that I otherwise would not have the stomach to look at. And while the news is busy cultivating an atmosphere from which I would normally turn away, I somehow am blessed by the love that I have for her, which works to open my eyes and to look at the only path that I see that leads into a future big enough to contain us all. True hope. So what is hope? Hope is often mistaken for a desired outcome. Like, I hope you get well soon. Yet when I delve into the source where a hopeful resilience springs from, I know that isn't what hope is. Hoping against the world, it isn't hopeful. It's just a controlling impulse. It's the management of fear, which is only a brother to the avoidance of fear. True hope, the type of hope that we need to deoperationalize fear, is a form of fundamental optimism, but it's grounded in an acceptance of the current thing, and it's capable of turning off the never-ending alarm. True hope is a love that does not wish to deny what is. True hope is an action founded on the infinite unity of the interconnection of all we would seek to judge, whether it's known or unknown. After all this thought on the topic, I know what I want to say to her in lieu of just like, everything's going to be fine. What I want to say to her is that these cruelties are the world, and yet the world is always redeemed by reverence. And you help me to see the world more widely, and you are my appreciated invitation to connect them to the love of my hope. Cruelties are the world. They were the world when we were young and unaware, playing in our backyards. But this doesn't mean that they shouldn't matter. It means they were part of us playing in backyards. Cruelty is part of the conditions from which we can spawn a world built on the knowledge of its futility. These are the conditions that brought us our lives as they are, where we can experience a new type of care. And here, in the interconnection of space and time, where the split between fake and real is kind of impossible, the whole world is here and now, and it's one. And the mind and soul's containment of ever more remote so muchness without any apparent sign of its continuity with our own life world is a brand new acrobatic of individual experience. It's contingent on communication technologies, and it's never been attempted before. A semblance of the world where we can all live in our own truth puts us in different world containers. And where atrocity has always been a part of the world and was faced together, we can now get stuck with it all alone in a state of constant urgency that rips us from the stable patterns of a life that can generate and hold the goodness which makes us more powerful agents. And if this never-ending alarm can keep us disconnected from the immediacy of joy, then it precludes the possibility of joy. It builds an ever thicker shell of fear around us, which would isolate us all the more. An alarm bell is only useful when it coordinates the actions of separate individuals in time. It becomes meaningless if it's always ringing.